Good morning to y'all listeners here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you glory. Now, Father, I ask that you touch the heart and the minds of the listeners on today. Oh, Father, that you would do something for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Resurrection Day. Before we go any further, I do want to remind you to save the date, June the 8th, from 11 to 2 p.m. That's the second Saturday in June. And it would be good to see some of our Macon area listeners that would be able to come to Hope for Today banquet. And it is in Savannah, Georgia. It's June the 8th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And hopefully next year we will be able to bring Hope for Today banquet into the Macon, Georgia area. So if you would give the radio station a call, Minister Clark, let him know we're doing a needs assessment. And if we get enough response from you, our radio listeners, we will bring Hope for Today banquet there. You will get a chance to meet the person behind the radio and the microphone, and I get a chance to meet all of you. So I tell you, thank you for being a faithful listener of Hope for Today. Okay, we're going to go into Matthew, the 28th chapter, 1 through 10. We're going to just read about the resurrection and different versions or different chapters, I may say. Matthew 28, 1 through 10. We'll also read Luke 24, 1 through 9, and John 20, 1 through 10. If I don't get to go to all of those, then just write those books and chapters down. Matthew 28, 1 through 10, Luke 24, 1 through 9, and John 20, 1 through 10. And we're going to talk about the empty tomb. He arose, the empty tomb. Matthew 28 at the first verse, and it reads, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren, and they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Matthew 28, 1 through 10. Happy Resurrection Day. We're talking about the empty tomb. Let's go to Luke, the 24th chapter, the first verse, through the 9th. And it reads, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spice which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed whereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shiny garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and so and to all the rest." The empty tomb. The empty tomb. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen just like he said. Follow me into the book of St. John, 20th chapter, 1 through 10. And it reads, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, and the sepulchre, and when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and seeing the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, then she runneth and come to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciples did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeing the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not laying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went home. Then the disciples went away again unto their own homes. The empty tomb. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He has arisen just like he says. Today is the day Easter. It is Resurrection Sunday. He's not in the tomb. He has risen just like he says. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living? The tomb is empty. We're talking about the empty tomb, where no grave could hold his body down. Jesus had already told them that in 3 days, you killed this body, in 3 days, it would be raised back up. He had already told them that he was coming back. He had already told them that the grave could not hold him. So when the crucifixion was, and the 3 days and three nights that he was in the hollow of the earth, or he was down in the earth, he came back up by the power of the Holy Ghost. He's risen just like he said. The devil couldn't hold him. Circumstances couldn't hold him. The ground couldn't hold him, because the power of the living God brought him back up. When they went to the tomb looking for Jesus, the angel was sitting there, and the angel said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. He has arisen just like he said." So today he lives. Oh, yes, he lives. The songwriter says he lives. He lives down in my soul. He lives today. Up from the grave he rose. He rose and he came up. There is victory in his rising. There was victory. He gave us victory. That's why the 3 days and three nights that he was in the grave, the Bible says that he went to hell, took the keys of life, health, and the power of resurrection from the devil. Everything that Satan had, the keys of death, Satan had those keys. But Jesus went to hell. He took the keys from Satan. He took the keys of death. He says, "I am the resurrection." He took the keys. He took the power from Satan. That's why, come now, the scripture says, "Oh, grave, where is your strength? Your sting. Oh, grave, where is your sting? Where is it? Oh, death, where is your victory?" Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because he arose. The tomb is empty. Had he not got up, we wouldn't have no hope today. Had he not got up, we wouldn't have no victory today. Had he not got up, we would still be bound in sin. Had he not got up, then death would have had a sting. Then the grave would have had a victory. But because Jesus Christ got up, he got up with all power in his hands. He said, "I have the keys to death, hell, and the grave." Thank you, Holy Ghost. He took those keys. Satan had them, but Jesus took the keys. He took the keys, and when he got up, he brought others up with him. The Bible says that the graves were popped open. People saw people that were dead. They come back up. Walk in the streets. Why? Because the power of the resurrected Christ. He arose so that we can live. He arose so that you can get out of that situation you were in. He arose. There were no more death clothes and no more burial clothes on him, because the power of Satan could not hold him. When he got the keys of life, of health, and he got the keys of the power of God from Satan, but the power of Satan, he took those keys. And after he took those keys from the devil, then he gave us that same power, the power of God. So we can walk in victory now. We can walk in victory because the keys of death, hell, and the grave belong to us, because we win. Jesus is he won for us. He's the one that went before us, our forerunner. So when he died and he came back with the victory, the tomb is empty. There is no place there. The tomb is empty. So if you are one of the ones that love to wear Jesus on your neck on the cross, take him off the cross. He's not there anymore. The jewelry that sometimes that we buy, it has Jesus hanging on the cross. He's not on the cross anymore. He has resurrected. He arose. Out from the grave he came. He arose. So if we take him off the cross from around our necks, then we can understand the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ, because the tomb is empty. I bless God for you on today. Happy Resurrection Day. Until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.